Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jody from Buffalo.
Hey, Jody, how are you?
Pretty good.
How are things in Buffalo?
A little rainy, but fall is coming, so that's to be expected.
Yes, I know, and that means there'll be a blizzard by the end of October, and you'll be under it until June.
Yeah, actually, you know, you live in Buffalo when parents have to design the Halloween costumes to fit over the snowsuits.
It's like, oh, look, all the kids are the Michelin Man again. Jody, it's nice to have you with us. Now, you're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle will read three quotes from the week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
I am ready. I've been cramming for the last hour.
Oh, in that case, that's basically all. I think you overdid it, actually, for the show. All right, here we go. Here's your first quote.
Congress isn't driving the bus over a cliff. That's what the administration asked for. But Congress refused. Instead, they simply removed the guardrail, fired the traffic cops, gave the keys to a drunk driver, and closed their eyes.
That was a woman named Catherine commenting on a blog called Obsidian Wing. She was describing a bill that made it through Congress that will control how the United States of America treats whom?
Bus drivers?
I'm going to ask you this. Out of all the possible answers in the world,
That was the funniest.
Why bus drivers?
I don't know. I guess I didn't understand the question.
The bus... Yes, I understand now. The bus in the quote, it was a metaphor.
Yeah, that threw me off.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about the Congress more or less doing what the president wanted them to do on a rather serious bit of legislation that will control who are treated by the United States.
You know, I really don't know.
No, the answer is, of course, detainees. It's the Detainee Treatment Act. Congress passed a bill on detainee treatment that does put some restrictions on what the administration can do to detainees. But it allows the administration to itself decide if it's acting within the rules. So it's like, Mr. Vice President, are you being nice? Well, yes, I am, Mr. Vice President. And then they, you know, go off to do what they want to do. When Democrats said that this bill, in stripping detainees of the right of habeas corpus, was potentially violating a legal principle that goes back 900 years to the Magna Carta, President Bush responded by saying he didn't realize the United States was that old. But here's the bright side of the whole thing. The bill is a way of reaching out to our enemies. The president has said they hate us for our freedoms, so getting rid of them is sort of a peace offering. Here is your next quote.
It's 4 hours and back to your FEMA trip.
That was filmmaker Spike Lee on ESPN, harshing the mellow, as it were, of the people celebrating the festive reopening of what building last Monday night?
Oh, the Superdome.
Yes, the Superdome. 13 months after Katrina, the New Orleans Saints returned to the Superdome Monday night and beat the Atlanta Falcons. And, you know, it's great for New Orleans that even though there are still vast swaths of the city unsuitable for human habitation, they've completely renovated a stadium for multimillionaires who don't really live there to use about 8 days a year. Next up, in the recovery of the city, trucking in emergency supplies of plastic beads to throw at the cute girl tourists. All right, very good. Here is your last quote.
Whoa, okay, sir. That's too big. That's much larger than we allow.
That's an airport screener at Los Angeles International Airport talking to a passenger who broke the newly announced rules for carrying what on planes?
Wasn't it like a violin? Or...
Yeah, they announced you could bring on violins. The next thing you know, a guy shows up with a cello. People just, you give him an inch. Yeah. No.
No, it was a vial in something.
Yes, that's true. This, of course, this is news because it was a big problem when all of a sudden we couldn't carry these things on planes a few weeks ago. Now, thank heavens, we can again, as long as they're not too big. What?
Liquid.
Yes. Take notes, everybody, because it keeps changing. As of Tuesday of this week, yes, you can bring your shampoo, you can bring your toothpaste, your liquids.
Really?
Back onto a plane.
Well, how come that I flew on Wednesday and had to chuck everything out?
Because you guys look suspicious. But the rules are you can only have up to 3 ounces. Maybe this is your problem. And they have to be in a clear plastic bag so they can look at the bottle and see that it's just 3 ounces.
Do I have to take off the label that says explosives?
You do.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if it's a rule. And the bag itself can be no larger than quart-sized.
To make it even more confusing, I flew this week, and I knew the rules. I had the quart bag. I had the 3 ounces of this and that. But my toothpaste tube at home was like 5.5 ounces. But there was a couple old ones in the bottom of the drawer that had like one squeeze left in each. Mm-hmm. And as embarrassing as I knew it would be to send those through security, I put those in the bag to bring them because there's just a squeeze left. The guy at the gate unrolled that tube, and he said, "This is a 5.5 ounce tube. It's too big." He says, "It has to say 3 ounces or less on it." I'm not kidding you. And this is a sign of the end times.
What's happened to our freedoms? Anyway, Carl, how did Jody do in our quiz?
Jody is a winner, Peter. She had two correct answers, so Jody wins our prize.
Thank you so much, Jody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.